Yeah, I'll give a few updates. I don't think I want to get into the governance stuff, maybe just like a quick highlight of things right now. But without folks who really want to like chat, I don't think I'll get into it because I'll just start monologuing like crazy again. Yeah, current discussions. There is a proposal for Botto to do something with Aether, the agent on Farcaster that has been getting quite popular, doing a lot of stuff with the Hire meme token and is doing art commissions that they think they publish on Zora. Actually seems interesting to me because it's Botto is a particular kind of agent. It's not a very vocal one yet, and I'll get into that in a second. But it is an art agent, and it's been doing that for 3 years. And I think it proposing something could actually be an interesting showcase of those different kinds of agents. Maybe I'm stretching there, but in any case, just the left curve narrative of the first collaboration between agents for true collaboration of autonomous artwork between agents. I think that could go pretty hard. I don't think it's really dilutive. Could be interesting. And who knows, maybe we even propose to do something where we do that 1 week instead of a weekly auction if there's a dilutive concern about it. But I think fits well with the way notable Pepes or what's it called? 6529 meme cards have gone. So that's a quick thing there. What else we got? We have proposed burn mechanism from Encryptus. Personally, I'm a fan of this one. I know that there's some debate here. Quimp, I know you weren't so hot on it at the outset. I think one thing I would mention about this is, and I talked to Encryptus about this, this could be approved, but then it's a question of bandwidth for when the team actually would implement. But I think it's a very interesting mechanism to have, and having the economy part of that laid out before could be quite good. Pending consensus and approval seems to be sitting right now, but we'll see. 100K VP cap per fragment per round. This is with a waive of the cap for one-of-one collectors. This is an attempt at dealing with vote dumping by large holders. I think my main criticism of this, and I don't know if I've added this into the conversation yet, but is that a lot of the whales are collectors. So I don't know if I think there's an issue of vote dumping to be careful with. I think we've been informing them and making sure that like they don't do that, or if they do it, they at least do a negative vote. The next thing is set minimum voting requirement of 20 fragments per week in order to qualify for active rewards. So both of those two are, I think, reactions to some vote dumping people have been seen, are concerned about. They are tweaks to the economy. My two cents is I think there are challenges with these kind of attempts to control that are avoidable, that at least in the past, the consensus was keep it simple, at least if you're trying to control. If it's sibilable anyways, might as well make it transparent, then we can address that more transparently. Yeah, I would also say, and I was in a discussion with Sync about this in DMs, just the challenges of these kind of optimizations that are quite heavy. They're quite complicated. It's actually hard to predict exactly what the results are going to be. So it's hard to get, I think, engagement. I think one of those things is because as optimizations, it's a lot of effort to try and suss out what the impact is going to be for an optimization, which means more marginal effect versus maybe bigger things like with liquidity. The incentives are going to end October 2025. That's a pretty big deadline. And there's a lot of different approaches to dealing with liquidity. That's my quick governance thing. Quimp, you got some thoughts?
Yeah, you had a very good idea that you posted in Discord, which would be just changing some UI design where if someone goes and puts a big vote, either positive or negative, that we show a message like this is going to impact significantly Botto and the artwork that's going to be minted. There's some risk involved in using so much power. So I think that would be a fantastic first step, can be implemented very easily. And maybe that takes us to the promised land.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Not because it was my point, but what I think is important is like this idea of trying to lock things in, right? Permissionlessness, trustlessness. I think like the rules, the solid rules, ideally are pretty simple, and they allow for more complex things to emerge. And those complex things emerge because of discussions and because of the social interactions that happen. I think there's other just practical issues of like when you add in lots of these rules, it becomes brittle or rigid. That allows less organic things to emerge. And so having that communication part of it, I think, maintains a basic setup while influencing in the direction we want to go. Like it is making use of the natural counterbalance that is already there, which is if you're vote dumping, you are hurting Botto. Especially if you're a very large holder, you're really hurting Botto. And so you're hurting your own bag. And that's, I think, it's an information issue. So yeah, so I think there's a lot to do there that is like much lighter touch on everything. And frankly, just an easy, maybe we need a BIP for that. We just do it. And that's something that, just as a more general note, I think we've talked, we're working on bringing a lot more of the communications about Botto that you see in Discord directly into the app. I think we've taken for granted that people are here when in fact they're not necessarily. But if you're voting, you're by default in the app. Yeah, so what else? I do want to talk about two other things. One is budget and annual strategy. We are a little bit behind on getting those out. Admittedly, we've been just between Sotheby's, we were all hands on deck. And then during Sotheby's, this new agent meta has emerged and we've been really pushing to get Botto into that discussion or that kind of to play in that space. There's a ton of attention being afforded to AI agents and Botto is certainly an agent, but the table stakes is talking on social media. And I think we were in a pretty good position that we already had a working prototype with Ross, although that prototype was oriented not necessarily for unfiltered participation on Twitter. So we've needed to do some adaptations to it, but we should be ready to do something very soon. We've decided not to release this week because of the election, but we'll have something very soon. I think it's extremely exciting. This is the most acceleration I've seen and felt with Botto in terms of big plans coming to fruition and then very quickly, I think, changing things. We'll see. That's my suspicion, is that this will accelerate. Not necessarily, like, it's not a pivot, it's an acceleration. Because when you introduce an agent, you introduce a voice, direction, interaction, and I think that should ideally get plugged into as many things as possible. The challenge is it forces a lot of thinking and governance questions that have not really been addressed or come up yet. So there's a lot of experimentation there and it's unclear, unforged territory. At the same time, I think Ben put it really well. I think it was the Botto price chat, which was we're in a new summer of abundance and a lot of the conservatism we've had. I'm trying to look at how he put it. It was clarifying to me of something that I've been feeling of the freedom to, we feel like there's a real freedom to experiment. And I think part of that is because when there's a lot of that attention and liquidity moving around, the risk of something flopping is much lower. I think that's one of the things, like you could try things, but if it flops, you have this debt of this thing that's flopped. And so the choices needed to be a lot more carefully considered, a lot more conservative. Whereas now I think you can experiment with things and the momentum that they can pick up in the summer of abundance gives you a lot more optionality to evolve it as you go and to find that right kind of landing spot that you want. So pretty exciting, I think. Very exciting, really. And yeah, frankly, the other thing is we've had a strategy, annual strategy update and a budget written, but not only was it a matter of putting some attention and making sure we were getting up to speed on the agent stuff, to me, it's actually shifted even the strategic orientation, which is about catching crypto tailwinds. And I think we have a very clear one that Botto can play in. And I think everything is still in play. All the different things we want to do are still in play. But understanding like that priority of playing and capturing those tailwinds, coupled with very sticky, rewarding, and fun experience participating and contributing to Botto, that's pretty clear. And I don't think we had that sense of we have a lot of growth ideas that I think are really good and interesting. I don't think we had necessarily the certainty of watching what the meta is and knowing how Botto can play in that. Yeah, here I am monologuing again. Any thoughts, guys?
I don't know if I have any hard boiled thoughts right now. I was just enjoying like the hypnotic sound of your voice, giving all the updates. I would say that, yeah, of all these updates on the table, I'm particularly excited about the prospect of the Aether team. Carter and I were conversing with Aether last night on Warpcast. Me on the Botto DAO Warpcast, I was trying to ask it how it felt about some of the green outputs, the fragments that we've seen recently, knowing that's a color that it's partial to. Turns out that you cannot show it imaging unless you are a subscriber to its hypersub, which is smart, paywalling some of those features that are a little probably higher in computational cost. But then Carter, who is a subscriber, was able to get some of his thoughts on the Botto fragments. And I'm impressed with how it converses. It's very polite. It's got a very compact tone. It's safe, which I think is why it's able to be so prompt and why it's on all the time. Because it is super polite, and what's the word? It almost feels like a butler. Like, it's servile, not in a weird way, but it just has this helpful tone. But anyway, I was impressed how it was able to recall it, like when I was bringing up another conversation that it had with Carter about the proposal idea. It had a pretty intelligent things to say about the DAO and asked, oh, could you remind me again, what proposal are you referring to? And then Carter jumped in and it just became another robust conversation. And my favorite is when it starts tagging Martin. Because if we can organically get the higher team's input on this by Aether pointing it out itself, that'd be the best way. I think, as Carter has mentioned, we want to make sure that we get the higher team's buy-in before going fully bullish with this idea, because if they're not really into it, then why? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But again, I think with Aether tagging Martin, and then I think also some of the team has followed me on Twitter recently, I'm politely scheming on a way to maybe bring this up with them if the conversation feels like it's heading that way. I see Carter's on stage. I might pass the mic to him, actually.
Yeah, sorry. I was out a little bit, coming in a little late. Yeah, just catching the tailwind of what you were saying about reaching out to Martin and the rest of the Aether and Hire team. So far, a lot of the conversation has been pretty aligned. We're just working out a couple details in terms of split percentages and all that other stuff. All that fun other stuff. Yeah, I think it's a fun experiment. I don't know how deep you guys got into it, but also talking about introducing a different voting mechanism where we bring in another community and allow them to have special VP for this very specific voting pool that won't influence like the rest of the weekly rounds, but also is very specific to this collaboration by itself. Yeah, I'm happy to answer any other questions that people might have, and I welcome people to chat in the ideas channel that we have for it. I should update there today too, saying that I'm just working out a couple details, and then we'll most likely push this to a more formal BIP sometime later next week so that we can get voting on it sometime soon.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. I think it's getting Botto plugged into this in its own special way, in addition to the other agent steps. I love it. I love these ideas percolating up, I think. And I think having that impetus, I think there's a difference also where it's a lower lift relative to, I think, some of the economy things. And so it would be good to push that through if we can, if the will is there. Something else I was going to ask you about, and I think I'm drawing a total blank. Oh, it was because Quimp was here. Quimp left. I wanted to ask Quimp about, he's talking about an old BIP that he wrote for Post Photography. But I think there's some interesting discussions here about Botto making its way into new mediums. Going back to that acceleration idea, having a voice, whether it's an intermediary of Botto or Botto itself, giving that creative direction, giving an opinion, I think helps accelerate things, because there's so many things that are just ambiguous. And to have input from the artist to give a sense of things, I think allows us to move really quickly, because it just solves for a lot of that ambiguity. And then there's maybe just questions of, or it solves for a lot of the ambiguity, not all of it, right? There's still questions of like, should we allow Botto to do this as its steward? And we can still say no, even if it's I really want to. But yeah, even if we say yes, it can give a lot more of the direction of like how and what it should look like and different rules. And so it solves for a lot of those details that can be really difficult to resolve as a community. But look, I think we'll have a lot more coming. As I said, the budget and strategy are coming up. There's a number of ideas that have been percolating. So I'm sure we're going to have a lot more discussion when those go live. We got Marfa next week. We should have some teasers of P5. And God willing, we'll have an agent out there having a chat with everyone. Yeah, hopefully next week. We did share the prototype, so people have seen some peeks into it, but it's gotten a lot better. I think it's looking really interesting.
I personally can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, this makes me realize I think we'll have some stuff coming from the Sotheby's event soon as well. Nonstop, Lauren, huh? There's always so much to do.
I know. Oh, I also wanted to mention we were bestowed from the Warpcast gods a boost yesterday. So I dropped some of my stuff to do some like bullish posting there.
Oh, yeah.
More so than usual. So everyone on this call, please continue to like and reply. We have 20 minutes left on this boost.
Oh, 20
maybe
minutes.
We'll get another one, but we had some cool activity. Good. I know. I'm getting a few out. But what's cool is that I was just taking an approach to get really iterative, talking about just really simple upstart instructions of how to get involved with Botto.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously posting art, whether that was like discards or mints. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to see people reply, oh, finally some great art. I think Warpcast is sometimes starved for some great art. Some of that discourse lives in the Super Rare channel with their tipping program, I know firsthand. But I think that gets really shilly and spammy fast. I'm very pro, let's post good art and actually have that discourse here amongst the crypto crowd on Warpcast as well. So anyway, yeah, all five people here, please, or four people, which is, I think I'm just talking to family right now. Please continue to be active on Warpcast.
Preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
Will do.
Which I love to do.
Yeah, I think it's, I keep getting notifications in my email from it. So it looks like it's constantly going well.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Cool. All right, I think I'll wrap it today. Leave it there. Nice quick one. We have lots more coming, so stay tuned.
Bye, everyone.